Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly, semi-weekly, mostly weekly podcast.
Hopefully be weekly again from now on.
Yes, as always, we are always trying to be weekly, strongly weekly. I am Garth Nelson, one of your hosts, and our other host is hostess...
Jen Barr!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, you first-time comers, and welcome to our long-time listeners. Everybody is welcome.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yes, Happy New Year. This is the first one of the new year, huh?
Very late.
This is what happens.
3 weeks into the new year.
This is what happens when you don't do things on time. Yes, Happy New Year. Hope everybody had a good holiday season with lots of mahjong. I, of course, was in America, so I had very little mahjong except for online mahjong. Did you get any mahjong in while you were in America?
Barely even online mahjong. I did not do much in America this trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kind of lounged around the house. It's always nice to have a real vacation when you go on vacation sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I let my mom take care of me. And then saw my family for the first time in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time. You've been stuck in this country for a while, eh?
Yeah, so it's good.
Very nice, very nice. I played a surprising amount of poker, actually. Found some casinos in San Francisco and near my buddy's houses in Santa Barbara. Some good times. But, of course, no mahjong. I'm still looking for... there's got to be a mahjong parlor in San Francisco. If anybody out there knows of a mahjong parlor in San Francisco, we would love to hear about it. I do know of a couple in Los Angeles... But have not found it yet in San Francisco. Of course, I would be looking for Japanese mahjong. I'm sure there are some Chinese mahjong, places to play Chinese mahjong in Chinatown, but that would not be for me.
Yeah, I've been to one in New York and one in L.A. But the one in L.A. I went to closed. So.
Oh, what a sad story.
Yeah.
Definitely a sad story when any mahjong parlor has to close. let's see, we want to send a random shout-out to a new mahjong club in France, known as TNT, as they say, TNT as in the song by AC/DC. So I guess they want to be like Dynamite. they have some events coming up. They are participating in the Yves Litchi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
It's not EU.
It looked like EVE to me.
Oh, like, okay.
So it might
just
be.
Just joking. I was thinking like European, so maybe it was just shortened. But okay, never mind. Don't.
I did check out their website, but in the famous words of Steve Martin, it's like they have a different word for everything.
It was all in French?
It was all in French, yes. And they have that same problem in Japan, too, where they have almost different words for everything. Different words for almost everything. In France, they really did, actually. Remember, they used to really try to have a different word for everything.
Yeah.
They really did not want to have any of the same words for anything.
In Japan, they like to have the same words for different things.
Oh, yes.
Like tension.
Yes.
Tension. High tension is a good thing in Japan. This is so weird.
Isn't it? Yeah. They take they take English and they Japanese-ify it to the point that you can still sort of understand the word having come from English, and yet when you try to think of it as an English meaning, it screws you all up and you don't really get what they're trying to say.
Yeah, the one recently that people use is rough. Like, oh, because my house is rough. Like, what? And it means that they don't have to call each other to, like, tell their mom when they're going to be home or...
Really?
Yeah. Or they can bring friends over whenever they want, or... It's like...
Just it kind of means, like, loose, like, no rules.
Yeah. And they call it rough, which is a completely different meaning in my mind.
That is really interesting. You know, that's... that is something I was going to mention later, but, when what's-his-name? Maihara was telling me the way I played once. He was saying that me and the character tiles, by character tiles I mean like the winds and...
The honor tiles.
The honor tiles, yes. Yep. My play with the honor tiles was rough.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess what he was really trying to say was loose.
Yep.
Huh, very interesting.
Yeah, it's completely different meaning in my mind.
All right, well, getting back to TNT... Which stands for Tri Nitro Tiles. Tri meaning the three, not give it a try. Tri Nitro Tiles is their club name. So yes, they want to be like dynamite. That's where the nitro comes from. So they're participating in the Eve Reach tournament, which is in March. Also in March is the European Reach tournament, third European Reach tournament. And
wait, so that's the one from last July? The third one is happening in March? Is it a different Reach tournament?
It said the third European Reach tournament. If I can get the stats up here again, their website is right here. They will be... Oh, no, it was in my mail.
All right, I read that too, but what I don't understand is because the European Reach tournament that we played in, I thought it was a biannual thing.
Oh, okay.
Not an annual.
Okay, well, in their email, they say they're playing in the third European Reach tournament in March. It might be a different tournament, or it might be some new tournament, or perhaps the tournament has gotten moved to March. So, yes, we'll have to get some clarification on what exactly that tournament is. And they are also planning on coming to Japan in April. Holy cow. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
So we look forward very much to seeing those guys in April. And gosh, you know, I mean, if they're coming, why not a few more people come and let's make a whole event of it?
Yeah, come.
We would like to have a little international gathering here. And we could probably get a few of the Japanese players to come and participate with us if you're going to have a little fun tournament or something.
Garth will entertain you.
Yes, I am an entertainer, sort of.
I'm not much of an entertainer.
And one of the things I liked about their, you know, when they're talking about how they got into Reach Mahjong, they said most of their group had started out playing Chinese Mahjong, and what they really liked was just the strategic element in Reach Mahjong. And it's a really common theme with people who play Mahjong. They're playing this kind of Mahjong or that kind of Mahjong, and then they start playing Japanese Mahjong, and they pretty much all like Japanese Mahjong better. Although, I have to admit, I guess I wouldn't know the people who didn't end up liking Japanese Mahjong better, because they wouldn't end up talking to me so much.
Right.
But, you know, it seems like a very common theme. A lot of players end up liking Japanese Mahjong because, like we think, too, it's just a much deeper game. Strategically more deep.
I like Japanese Mahjong.
Yes. Japanese Mahjong, which is Reach Mahjong.
Yes.
Which is us. We are Reach Mahjong. We right. are Reach Mahjong. let's see. Moving into our local action. We have a bunch of league stuff going on. I don't think we've talked about league for a while. Not a lot has changed, at least in the upper echelons. Sawazaki, Maehara, and Ito are all at the top of A1. If they hold on to the top in the last session next month, then they will be the people contending against our friend of ReachMahjong.com, Seto Guma, who is the current Phoenix Cup holder, or Firebird Goddess holder. I'm going to figure out which what to call that.
I like Phoenix Cup better.
It is a lot easier to just say, isn't it? Even if it is a misnomer.
Also, our friend Yu Takehana called his blog The Path to the Phoenix Cup, so...
Well, there you go. All right,
I'm willing
it's decided.
To use his translation.
Let's re-decide back to Phoenix Cup, even if my online dictionary says it's the fire goddess, commonly misconstrued as the Phoenix. In A2, Mochizuki, who you may not have heard us talk about a lot, but he is also a previous Phoenix Cup holder who had moved down to A2, is looks poised to move back up to A1. He's been joining our study sessions at Sparta recently, and is a really interesting player for me to watch, just because, some of the things he does strategically, when I'm standing behind him watching, is really interesting to see how he sets up his play. One that I thought was really interesting was he was setting up a seven pairs hand, and instead of, you know, well, this is going to be a really long story, huh?
That's okay. It's actually more interesting than the league results, so go on with it.
Okay. Well, so normally, if you were doing a reach hand, I mean, doing a piece hand. I think he had the tiles 8 and 9 of cracks in his hand. And normally, if you're going for a piece, you might also be thinking about going for simples. So you'd probably throw the 9 first, and then throw the 8, so that you know, if you got the 6, you could be at least have the 8 there and still work together with it. But he ended up throwing, and he was clearly, from where I was standing, he was clearly going for a 7 pairs hand because he already had 4 pairs in the hand. And some of the other tiles that he discarded were not like that. going for peace, obviously, but he discarded those tiles in such a way to make it look like he was going for peace to anybody who would be in that hand.
Right.
And he did actually make it to a 7 pairs ready hand, and it was interesting at the end of the hand when they opened up the hand. He didn't end up winning the hand, but when we all opened up our hands, or when they all opened up their hands at the end of the hand, it was really interesting to hear a couple of the higher level players say, "Oh wow, I did not think you were going for peace. For seven pairs. I thought you were going for a peace hand." And so he really set up his play well to disguise what he was going for. Mm. And even from the better players at the table, I think the guy who said that was Yamada Hiro, who is actually kind of right behind him and Ohashi in A2. So the people that look like they're trying to move up in A2 are Mochizuki, Ohashi, Hiro, and Yamai. In B1, Sasaki is in fourth. He had a rough last session, so he kind of fell down a little bit. It's going to be tough for him to move up. Excuse me. And Nikaido Aki is right on the border of moving down. So she's going to be fighting to save her spot in B1 this season. In B2, one of the newer names that we like to follow, Nakata, is in second place. Looks like she will probably move up to B1.
Nice.
And you hear a lot of people talk about her lately. Pretty much everybody thinks, wow, that Nakata is a strong player. She's exciting to watch, even if sometimes her reasoning at Sparta is hard to understand.
But she doesn't come anymore anyway.
That's true, yes. What has happened there? She got too good. She graduated from Sparta, apparently.
She probably is too good.
Yes. I hope she gets good enough to start coming back and then teach us how the hell to play. In C1, our buddies Konno and Kamimura have had a couple rough sessions recently. They were looking good to move up, but won't be able to move up. Kuro Sawasaki, though, is in first place, so she will probably move up to the B-Leagues next season. She will be a B-Leaguer. And, of course, in the most important league, D1, another name that I have found interesting to watch, Fujii Sumire. She is in seventh place. She will probably move up to the C-Leagues next season. And she's posted a lot of good results in other tournaments, too. Like, she went sort of deep, I think, in the OE tournament. She's gone deep in several Champions League tournaments, and she's also doing well in the Special League. So could be a name to I don't know, watch for future events. And of course, yours truly in 38th place, right there at the border, dropping down to D2, which actually is a large improvement on what I was before this last session, because I was in dead last until the last session.
And I'm what, 35?
You are in 35th. Yes,
three spots away. Wow.
Yes.
The scores are all really close.
Yes.
All the negative scores
right
are really
on
close
the border
to each other, which is not that common.
It isn't, although it seems to be a common theme with all of the leagues this season. There's a really, really big gap between the upper scores and lower scores. Same thing in A1 and in A2. The people at the top are way at the top, and the people at the bottom are quite a bit farther down at the bottom. All right.
Well, the thing is, like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
What is my score right now?
I believe you had minus 60,
right?
It's probably a little higher than that because
but it's in the 60s. It's not in the 70s.
I'm at almost at minus 100, three spots above you.
Right, and I think I'm at minus 63 or something, or 65, or could be 68. It's somewhere in the 60s range, but then everybody above me
uh-huh.
is in the 50s and 60s and 40s. Oh, so it's, like, they're really close.
It would be pretty easy to just score a little bit and then be, like, in the top 20.
Huh? Yeah, just don't lose, right? Right. Like, that has ever worked.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, with any luck, even if we are in that moving down group, maybe not enough people will quit, and then we'll be right there in D1 again.
Well, I figure as long as I finish above you, because you then have never had to move down, ever. Although, if I finish above you, they'll probably have some reason why you still get saved and I still have to move down.
Yes, maybe they'll forget about some of my penalties. yes, I currently have minus 100 points, but minus 170 of that is penalties. So, man, what a waste of my performance so far this time. Because actually,
you would have been moving up. Wow.
If I had plus 70 right now, I would be pretty close to the border for moving up. I think I'd be almost the same as Fuji Tsumire. So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you had been there, you might have gotten minus 100
that's true,
all
yes.
by yourself.
That one session that I did get minus 100 penalty, that was the result of just not being there at all. And who knows, I could have been that bad. I've certainly been that bad at the Pro Amateur League in North Kanto, which, holy cow. Finally, this last session, I had a good session to move myself back up to only twice the negative score of the next person. man, I have had a pathetic showing. Excuse me, at North Kanto Pro Amateur. My showing in the Pro League has been a little bit better, although I had a weak session this last time. You, however, in North Kanto are doing pretty well, yes?
The third session, which we made up last Saturday,
uh-huh.
I was weak. I was at the table with Kaori Shimizu and Okawa and Ryuji, which they're all pretty strong players.
Uh-huh.
They're as far as the average goes, they're definitely above average, and man, it was just like, all right, I'm two away from Tenpai, and they're like, drone, 12,000 points, or
yeah.
It just felt like there was nothing I could do, and it had been like a theme since I came back from America, so I was getting really frustrated, and I just ended up folding a lot. And I think I posted about minus 20 or so, which, you know, it's not bad for never winning ever.
Yeah, that's really good, actually. For a session where you're just like, oh, wow, I can't do anything, and you end up only minus 20 is actually probably about as good a result as you could hope for that session, right?
All right, so the next day we had the fourth session with everybody else. And then I started out with minus 10 or something.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, again, you know, like, I'm just going to lose all day. And this time I was with actually some weaker players.
Uh-huh.
And then they were just like, reach, 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 reach. Like, every hand, at least two reaches.
Wow.
And so I stopped reaching, and I started winning with, well, I didn't win very many hands at all, but because I posted minus 9, but I was taking the non-reach ready hands, and then I was folding a lot. And then the next game, I got a small positive, so I made some of it back, and I was like, ah, alright, but still not going well. And then I came from behind and won a hand, because they were playing weakly. Huh. And it was really funny, because one guy let me pull him twice. I ended up with all triples, a half flush, and two value tiles, I think, like the white dragon, and it was the south round or something, and I was the dealer, and the south, it was the last hand. And so I ended up with 18,000 points right there.
Uh-huh.
But one guy let me pull him twice. And then the other guy, a different guy, discarded the south tile, which made me ready. And nice. The other two guys just berated him for discarding the south, even though...
In the middle of the game?
No, afterwards.
Afterwards, but
they just berated him, and the thing is, the other guy discarded my winner, the one who let me pull him twice in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, well, you saw her pull him twice, and how could you discard south? And I was just like, dudes.
I know, right. So then after he discards south, how can you discard the winner?
Well, and he had discarded their winners lots of times. Like, what? Yeah, you're going to berate him because I won? So, I don't know. I like to let people play how they want to play, and it really doesn't matter to me what their hands are, what their reasoning is, and even if it makes me lose sometimes, I definitely prefer him, because he was making me really frustrated the way he kept winning hands, because he would just win one after the other, in that game, too, when he was dealer. But, you know, you could tell that he was winning these hands, but he wasn't playing well. So, you know, that came back in the last hand, and I ended up taking the lead from him. So I'm happy with the way he plays, and I definitely don't want him to stop playing that way.
That is an awesome point, and that creates a really nice segue into what I wanted to talk about strategy-wise this time. Which was, and it's a subject I've talked about before, losing. Losing is so important, and not that you must lose to be able to win, but you have to be prepared to lose to be able to win. And like you had a session there where you just couldn't win, and you lost in the third session.
Right.
But you played in such a way that it didn't kill you. To lose as much as you lost.
Yeah, in the league overall, I'm still at 120-something.
Right, which puts you in third place. And you know, you were able to come back from a session where there was really nothing you could do to come back and then actually put yourself back in a position to possibly win the entire season. And I've had some really tough results lately too. I'm at the very bottom of the pro amateur league there. I was at the very bottom of normal league until last session. I'm at the very bottom of Champions League also. And even at work last week, I had a session where I lost every single game. And it's weird because lately my losses have been a lot less bothersome.
Really?
It hasn't really irked me to lose as much as it used to.
Wow, that's big, because you are known for being irked when you lose.
Yes, I am known for not reacting very well when I lose. But I think I've gotten used to losing so much as I've gotten used to the idea that even if I play right, sometimes I'm going to have to lose.
Right.
And I've gotten much better at being able to come back and play right after losing. Whereas before, you know, I lose and then I'm like, oh, God, I can't believe I lost having played right. Well, if they're going to play wrong like that, then I can play wrong and you know, do the same thing. Which, of course, makes you just lose more.
Right.
Whereas lately, I've been able to lose whatever game I had to lose, and then come back and play right. And one of the situations where I didn't pull that off was in Pro League this last session in North Kanto. Mm. I was at the table with Yoshida and Okawa, whom you just mentioned, and Ogawa, smaller, Big River and Small River. And I kept trying to win even when I probably should have given up. Because I really wanted to win at that table. It's the first time I've ever played with Yoshida, and I kind of wanted to make an impression. And I probably made a pretty lousy impression, actually. I think he may have looked at some of the plays I made and said, huh, that's the way this guy plays? Oh, well. And, you know, it would have been more to my benefit had I given up hands a lot more. I think that probably would have impressed him more if I had just given up more and sort of had a quiet loss instead of trying to go for it as much as I did, and probably actually making myself lose a little more than I had to, so that I had a bigger down session in North Kanto than I think I really needed to. And that came from the fact that in that session, I wasn't ready to lose. I really wanted to win. And it made me end up doing things that made it more difficult for me to win.
Yeah, I have found that trying to impress people does not work for me. I usually end up doing the exact opposite
of
that.
You do end up making an impression, but it's not the one you wanted to make. And so, yeah, that's just what I wanted to say for this time, is that losing, you really have to get used to it. You have to be ready to lose. You have to, and some poker players have talked about it too. You have to be ready to die to live, or I can't remember some of the wording, but there, but the, it is that extreme. If you want to live, you have to be prepared to die also. Mm. And you know, that means first of all that you have to be able to you know, accept your losses when they come. It also means that when you're going for it, you're accepting the fact that, you know, in this situation I'm going for it and I might win, but I might also lose too. You have to know beforehand that those are all possibilities.
Right.
So, lesson for this week.
What's the risk return thing?
Yes. Be prepared to lose, and after you lose, you know, think about why you lost, and if you lost because you made a bad play, well, then you should probably change that play. But if you think about it, and you think about that play, and you say, "Gosh, you know," in the next time I get into that same situation, I would do exactly the same play, then you shouldn't be upset about having lost in that situation. And you should think, you know what, I played right there, and if I keep doing that, I'm going to win more times than I lose, and
right.
that loss is not so important.
Yeah.
And lately it has allowed me to do pretty well in, for example, North Kanto, where I'm at least towards the top still, even after the last session. At work this week, after last week, you know, I lost every single game. This week, I won 9 out of 14 games.
Wow.
I sat down and won the first 5 games we played.
Oh, my gosh.
and, you know, and once you start winning like that, it's really demoralizing for the other people in the game, too. And they kept saying, like, one of the guys kept saying, "All right, I'm going to go home after this game. I'm just going to win a game, and then I'm going to go home." And then I won again. And he's like, "Oh, God, all right, now I have to play again." And it's funny because I kind of went to work thinking, "God, I had a really awful session last week. Boy, it'd be really annoying to have another session like that." But, you know, whatever. I'll just go and play. Because it's Mahjong, I'm going to have fun playing anyway. And I won.
Well, it's good that you finally realized that. It's before, I believe I've heard you say something before. It's just not fun when you're not winning.
Yes,
something to that effect.
Definitely said that before. But you know, it's like going
Mahjong's
surfing.
And winning is fun.
It's like surfing on a really small surf day. You're in the water; it's fun. How can you say that being in the ocean is not fun? When I'm at work, I'm playing Mahjong. I get to play Mahjong. They're paying me to be there and play Mahjong. How can I not be having fun?
Exactly.
And one last result is on Fight Club. I am absolutely killing it on Fight Club this month. I have like 3 times, I think, the club score of the next.
Yeah, you are at the very, very top by a landslide.
Yeah.
And I am at the very, very bottom by a landslide.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it is the group of pros, you know. So if you're having a bad session, I've been at the bottom there too, and it's true. Like you're at the bottom, looking up at everybody, and you're like, "God, this is lame. I hate this." But you know, it's everybody's pretty good there. So if you're having a bad session, if you're having a bad month, it's likely that you're probably going to be at the bottom, and by and by a bunch. And you know what also is interesting is how many people, like say Sawazaki and Ito, they look at those stats too. They look at who's at the top of Fight Club, and they mention it. They're like,
"Yeah,
wow, you're doing
do.
Really good." So it's actually important to somebody besides me. All right, that's strategy. Go ahead and lose, because sometimes you're going to win too. So let's wrap it up. What's coming up? The UO tournament. That's Sai Koi Sens. The, what do we call those guys again?
Sai Koi.
They're another
SNMPM.
Yes, SNMPL. They're another pro mahjong association, which with almost the same name as the other pro association. That's not the pro league.
Right.
So we have sort of a conundrum about what to call them in English. But their yearly big tournament, the UO tournament, starts next week. If any of you are in Japan, you might be able to join the amateur qualifying tournament.
Yeah, I'm not going to play in it.
Yes, I'm debating. I think I'm probably leaning towards not playing it because it ends up conflicting with a lot of other stuff. But we have a lot of Renmei pros playing in it, so JPML pros playing it, so it'll be good to follow. Any other events coming up near future?
I don't think so. No. I'm playing on Ronron a lot lately.
Me too.
And...
which room do you tend to play in when you play?
I like the Reach Battle. With the Red Fives.
That's with the Red Fives. Do you play the East only rounds or the North the South and East rounds?
Yeah, East only. I can't concentrate for more than four hands in a row.
Oh, that's interesting. I have been playing mostly the Southeast rounds in the Reach Battle Room.
Yeah, but you know, you've always played the longer games, and I've always played the shorter games, even on Fight Club.
Oh yeah, it's true, huh?
I just don't have the attention span.
Yeah, I need that time apparently for all of my reputation as an attacker. I don't know. I do still sort of need the time to put together. I don't know that big hand that I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Also, I have lots of animals at home, and that makes it really hard to concentrate.
You've got a lot of distractions, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes. Then we would love to see you guys on Ronron or on the forums. At reachmahjong.com.
Yeah, we just updated the forum, so I think some of the spam is going to be gone, and we will be deleting accounts that have never signed in. So if you have an account on the forums and you really, really don't want us to delete it, then sign in this week.
Very good. If you'd like to get in touch with us, thanks again to the French guys for getting in touch with us. We are intouchable at GarthE, GARTHE, at ReachMahjong.com.
And Jen, JENN, at ReachMahjong.com.
So yes, give us a shout out, and thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
お兄さんまたそれロンやわごめんやで。